transmission.
Yeah. Okay, are we streaming? This is remote again. I hope I've made the connection, because it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And suddenly the wind has picked up. All right. So what are we doing? Clearly we are outdoors once again. We're not doing anything too weird today, just moderately weird. Where am I? Where am I right now? If you guessed Herrenhaven, you are wrong. I am not anywhere that we have ever been on Dubious Goals Committee before. Isn't that unusual? Yes, it is. I am actually not very far from my house, probably not even half a click, not even 500 meters, probably not even 400 meters. I am just up the street a little bit, and then across the interstate. I can see the interstate, and the cars are zipping by. And I'm in this big field that's behind the Orthodox Church. And what am I doing back here? I'm not looking for mushrooms, although there's a couple of areas where that might not be a bad idea. But what we are doing today is also related to mushrooms, sort of. All the parks are closed. All the parks are closed, and that means some of my mushroom grounds are inaccessible. Well, at least they're trying to make us think they're inaccessible. Fukia Jutsu courses are closed and cannot be accessed. If this would be a good spot, because this is a big open field. It's 10 acres. I don't know what that is in hectares. That's about 5 hectares. Actually, it's less than that. And now the wind's coming up. Now, this field is pretty much an open field, but there are little copses of trees every once in a while. And then there's this big high-tension power line pylon sitting here, but that's no good over there. So there's these little groups or copses of trees, and I'm thinking, maybe this will be a good spot. One of the other reasons why this is a good spot is that it's blind. There's an apartment complex across the street, but it's completely blocked by some evergreen trees. And then, of course, the east side is bordered by the interstate. Nobody's going to see you because they're buzzing by so fast. The west side is the back of the church that doesn't overlook this field, and there's nobody in there anyway because the church is closed. And then there's some houses down there, but there's only one or two that face this direction and nobody's gonna care anyway. So what I'm doing here is I'm walking around looking for places where, now see, here's an interesting spot. I'm looking for places where targets can be placed, then also have an interesting place to be staged. So here's a shot right here. Here's one little copse of trees where you could get inside this little copse. Oh, and here's a bun inside the copse of tree. Hello, Mr. Bunny. You're a nice bun. Okay, let's not hassle Mr. Bun. I was going to stand in there, but we don't need to. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, we got a 10-meter shot here. And we can put the target in this little copse of trees here. And we can just shoot across that. Okay, that's cool. And then this extended copse of trees comes down here a ways. It's about 30 meters long. There's probably another shot in here somewhere. As a matter of fact, yeah, there could be some cool stuff in here because all of these little trees in this little copse, they have, well, here's the biggest one. It's 8 inches in diameter. All the rest of these are, you know, around 6 inches in diameter, and they're close together. So this is cool. So yeah, see, here's an interesting shot. You could shoot between the trees here and have to get on target. That would be, all right, yeah, okay, I'm seeing it. Then we could do the same thing here. Here's another copse separated by the little path here. Okay, so we've got, how many holes do we have, so to speak? How many shots do we have? We can get three there. There's probably another shot here somewhere. Well, this is kind of screwy here, but could probably make something up. I want to go down here and check this out, or do I? No, there's a big brambly area that's right up against the interstate. And there might be a shot back there, there might not be. I don't know. Looking around. Yeah, so this is great. My other courses, like my favorite course is of course the one by the creek in Tranquility Park, which runs right underneath the heronry where all the baby herons are, okay? But the problem is that's closed and there's no good way to get in there and the cops are gonna see you and get you and blah, blah, blah. So we gotta find alternative spaces. We gotta find new playgrounds. So I'm walking across the field a little bit, sort of towards the church. There's a big pile of wood here. There's a big pile of brush and brambles that have been piled up. And is this a mati hole on the other side? Yeah. This is a mati hole. Is this hole in use? This hole does not look like it's in use. But then about 15 meters from the from this little brush pile, we have another couple little copses of trees. Is there a shot in here? Yeah, there's a couple in here. We could go back and forth. There's like two shots here. Uphill shot, a drop shot. Excellent. So what are we up to? We're only up to like five shots and we're sort of out of room. It's not that we're out of room, there's plenty of space. It's just that there's no cover, there's no terrain. It's mostly grass back here. Let's see, well, maybe we could get another shot in here somewhere. I don't know. But now as I walk through here, I'm about, 50 meters from the back of the church. It's a nice big church. I've never been in this church, but I've wanted to come here because every year they have this big dinner. It's open to the public and it's all, you know, super authentic, what we call around here Mediterranean food, which is generally a euphemism for a number of things. And we've talked about this. I want to come up here and I want to eat all the yummy food. But no, it's 20 bucks. It was 20 bucks last year. I don't know what it's going to be this year. Alright, is there a... Okay. I was going to say, is there a shot in here? There's a little foresty area. And no, there's an old, there is a shot in here, but there's also an old marmot den in here as well. Good to know. I'm going to walk back up here to these pine trees that border the street and block the view from the apartments. Is there a shot up here? The funny thing about this course is that the shots would kind of be far apart. You're going to be walking through an open field. Okay, that's fine. All right, but I should probably mention what we're talking about here. Longtime listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee understand what I am up to because I do this every year. But if you're a new listener, you might not be following what's going on. What's going on is I'm looking for a place to play. I am a practitioner of an unusually rare sport called Fukia Jitsu. And what that is, that's a Japanese word that means the art of the blowgun, as opposed to Fukiado, which is the way of the blowgun. Fukiado is a sport where you stand, it's very much like darts. You stand a certain distance away from a target, 10 meters, and you shoot at a target that is a certain height off the ground, and that's it. That's all you do. And this takes place indoors. Okay, that's great. It's a fun sport. It's especially popular with senior citizens and the handicapped, the physically handicapped in Japan, because it's easily adaptable. You can be sitting in a wheelchair. You can be doing all kinds of stuff. You know, you can be propped up with a cane or a walker, whatever. Now, Fukia Jitsu is a little bit different in that, yes, it's still about blowguns, but this takes place outside in the elements, so you have things like wind to think about. And you are doing this on a course that is similar to a golf course, where you're going to be at one station, you're going to take a shot, you're going to walk to another station, you're going to take a shot, etc., etc. And all the shots are different. Some are pointing up, some are pointing down, some are 20 meters, some are 5 meters. The distances vary. There's often obstacles and obstructions. And so it becomes a little bit more practical. You know, it's similar to darts in that, you know, if you're playing darts and you're, you know, standing 8 feet away or 6 feet away or whatever, and you're throwing the exact same thing all the time, yeah, it's okay, you know. That's fun, but the skill is limited. So, here I am. Wondering if we can take some shots in these pine trees. Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's a shot in here. With Fukia Jitsu, you've got more to think about. It's a lot like golf. All the holes aren't exactly the same. Sometimes the target's in a different place. Sometimes it's higher. Sometimes it's lower. Blah, blah, blah. All right, well, what are we thinking? I'm thinking that this is a pretty decent spot. It's better than nothing, which is essentially what we have right now. Although, we kind of don't have nothing because we could always go down into the creek by the golf course by my house. But that's... I'm shying away from that because that's in a park, technically speaking. But more annoyingly, this is where everybody is walking their dogs in their neighborhood. They all walk up and down this street next to the creek. And so you're going to garner unwanted attention. So I'm standing here thinking, looking over this area, thinking, okay, yeah, I could do this. I'm going to come out here maybe tomorrow or the next day, and I'm actually going to put up some target spots, make a little map, and then I'll start running the course to see what happens. And then I will post that information before the season starts. New course, blah, blah, blah. All right, so what do I want to do now, though? I want to go home, but Yeah, I guess we're going to. However, I think we're going to do it the secret warp method. So let's get ready to warp. Let's count down from three. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are, back at the old homestead. Let's check the mail. Anything in the mail? Yeah, newspaper crap. Oh, and look who's in the window. It's my kitty, Pippa. Hi. Let's walk up to the window and say hi. Oh, hi. Somebody's waving. Hi, hi, hi. Okay, we gotta go inside because the kitty's wondering what the hell's going on. But first, we take this handful of newspaper crap and we throw it in the recycling bin. Close the garage door and walk into the house. And here's my kitty. Hi, baby numplumps. What you been doing? Yes, I was outside. I went outside. Oh, it was super exciting. Yeah, brute. What are you brooting at? Yeah, hi, you said brute. What are you brooting? Okay, apparently we don't feel like talking any more than saying brute. Yeah, that's good, baby. You're so brute. Where's my tea? Okay, it's right there. Got my tea. Where's my cat? I don't know. The cat took off. Whatever. I can finally sit down. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, not like that. There we go. There we go. That's better. Whoo, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have walked. I did take some analgesics as soon as I woke up this morning, and I waited for them to kick in before I went anywhere, but still, walking around and walking back, maybe I shouldn't have walked there. That started to aggravate my leg, and that's going to be annoying here for about another 20 minutes. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to drink some tea. I mean, come on. What else did you think we were going to do? Oh, all right, so I'm sitting here thinking. Actually, when I was walking back, I thought of this as well. I was trying to think of other areas where we could set up a clandestine Fukiajutsu course, and I did think of a place. Ah, good tea. This is a potential maybe. Actually, there's sort of two potential maybes, but one of them is at about 108th and Blondo, kind of across the street from the OPPD property. There's an empty lot there. There's an old convenience store that closed decades ago on that corner that then turned into like an auto detailing place or something. And then there's a big empty lot back there, and a good part of it is blind, because it's higher in altitude. And so I was thinking, you know, I should go check that out. I almost kind of want to go there right now. But, no, I think we're going to wait. That one's a little farther away, and I'm going to have to drive there. I need to find close places. And I'm wondering, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Anyway. Drinking tea is a fun thing to do that I enjoy. And so that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to drink tea and I'm going to get in a lot of blowgun practice. I was practicing a little bit last night, but it was wigging the cat out a little bit too much. I don't know what it is exactly. I have theories, but something about Fukia messes my cat up. So let's go upstairs. Where'd the cat go? Well, she must have gone into the bedroom, because I'm not... Oh, here she is. Hi. Hi, Duper Nompins. What are you doing here in the kitchen? You looking for some kitty water? Yeah, it looks like your kitty cup needs to be filled up. So let's grab the kitty water. Fill up the kitty cup full of water. Oh, yay, we got kitty water for a baby. Look out for drips. You're going to get a drip on your head if you're not careful. There you go. Okay. The cat is now drinking water. Because that's what kitties like. I'm going to pull a couple of darts out of this target here. Yes, there are... There are multiple targets set up in my living room and dining room. How many? Well, I think there's three, four. One, two, three, four. Yeah. There's this one here, the crystal sugar target, which is just foam. This is my drop shot target. This goes right here. Got another drop shot target there. This is my up angle target, which goes into that pizza box. And then on top of that bookcase, that's the in the dark target area. I've got black lights up there. I turn off all the lights in the middle of the night, get everything dark, and I shoot in the dark with glow in the dark darts. Because I'm awesome. And I'm shooting drop shots a little bit low today. Put the dart in. And although I will also admit that I'm doing this one-handed. Ooh, that was better. All right, so yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing all day. And for some reason, this freaks my cat out. I think it's the sound. You know, first you get that weird sound, and when you hear to a cat, that's bad news. That's other animals hissing at you. That's conflict happening. And then, of course, there's the, after the sound, there's the small object flying through the air. And if there's one thing that cats are very interested in and suspicious of, it is small objects flying through the air. Then, of course, you have the impact of the dart on the target, which makes a wacky sound, and what's going on? And so, yeah, it spooks my cat. It also occurs to me that I should probably practice outside today. Because we do have some wind today. Might as well get some practice shooting into the wind. Because that's always difficult. Windage. Windage is a thing. Windage is a thing that I am strangely, but only rarely, concerned with.
Hey,
because,
baby.
Come on.
You got
I already got plenty to worry about.
Not just this minute.
And clearly I always have to worry about having a girlfriend Vietnam. Hey, baby. You got girlfriend Vietnam? And in case you're wondering, no, I am never going to get tired of that. Go to some music. Play some damn music already. Well, thanks for the good advice there, John. That advice being, Keep on Chuglin', also the title of the song by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Keep on Chuglin'. The most fun you can have with a single chord. And what chord is it? Well, this is the 60s, the late 60s.